Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, beloveds, to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action.
Oh, and we are just breathing into this beautiful moment of being with you right here, right now. And for those of you that are seeing us live on video, I hope you like this beautiful blue crystal observatory, cave, spaceship, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for joining us here with it. And beloved ones, just want to mention first and foremost, hello and welcome to our beautiful bbsradio.com. We are so grateful you are joining us there. And also over at onenesstalkradio.com, where you can chat, you can listen, and you can watch. And Sri, we're at YouTube today?
We are at the official Sri and Kira YouTube station right now.
Hey, so join us, and thank you for being here. Also, wanted to mention that, remember, you can give us a call. And we actually have two numbers for you today. Our usual number, 517-208-1500. Call in now. Those lines, we have a lot of lines, but they tend to fill up pretty quickly. And we have an 800 number for you. Sri, what's the 800 number?
You can ring us at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And that goes in through BBS Radio, and they'll say hi to you and keep you on hold until we're ready to chat.
Just like all of our other lines, you can listen to the show while you are on hold, but we are excited to have had even more lines available to receive more of your beautiful comments, sharings, and of course, requests for mini soul readings, which is always such a blessing for us all. Now, Sri, I have to take in a breath, because even as I'm connecting with our beautiful, beautiful community right now, you guys feel that? It's almost like a pulse beat in the heart. And we started talking about this yesterday, about this extraordinary moment we are in right now, this wall of protection energy. And we spent a lot of time talking about that on yesterday's show.
Yeah, yeah.
And today we're going to go a lot further with that and what's coming this 18 to 25th cycle.
You know, it is a wonderful time to be able to talk about the energy, because
yeah.
As we're able to dialogue, we increase our receptivity in the perceptual field. Or said differently, when you're a little bit prepared or forewarned, you're ready to receive more info and more data and notice what's going on.
Yeah.
So one of the values of chatting with you and sharing the energy flows is that you are then better prepared to relax into them. Wow.
Now just really breathe into that, because that's kind of the other big announcement we made yesterday. We wanted to announce again as well today, is that for many, many years now, Sri and I have been offering monthly Ascension Energy guidance, and we've noticed a lot of copycats and a lot of people whose guidance come out usually 2 days after ours with a lot of the same material. And so because we really care, and because authenticity is number one for us, we really strongly feel that the greatest service we can offer is to say, you know what, we want to connect with you as in real time as possible, because that's how yep. everything is happening right now. That's what 2020 is about. It is a real time event. And so we are now every week, our Saturday and our Sunday shows, these first 15 minutes will be dedicated to your live updates. And then the expanded updates, of course, will be found in the app for our Mastery Mentorship team. For those of you that subscribe for the weekly audio updates from Sri and I, that will be in there as well. Yep.
Well, this way, every week, you're getting fresh material, fresh
exactly.
Perspectives and information around the energy of the times, because the ascension energy frequencies are not standing still.
No, we are in a year of, and this is why it's celebration time. Remember, we started talking about this last Thursday on Soul Mirrors, that we are at a moment of extraordinary celebration. And with it, it has opened up a lot of things at a very unique moment that we have all waited for.
Yeah. And speaking of opening up,
yeah.
it's it's important, and we're going to talk more about this in the next minutes, but it's important to remain open to the variety of energies and the flow that is sustaining you and us all.
Yeah.
To be open to the flow is to say, yes, I am. I am available. I am ready. I am here. You know, all of the declarations of the mantra of self-ascension really rely, it all synergizes. It relies on your openness as well as your presence. And so openness also means my mind is open to possibilities.
Well,
because
Sri,
what's coming hasn't been here before.
Right. And so I got to put up the graphic
because
you're just like, as you were sharing it, my breath was being held. Beloved angels, let's really take a moment and breathe into, just think about where you are right now, everything that has happened year to date, and we are only sitting at the 19th of January. And so as we are in this imminent ascension up level, just as Sri was sharing, it begins by relaxing into the gift of you and transforming from the I am here of the mantra of self-ascension into the recognition that will open your mind. And really breathe into the open your mind, I am here. And from there, calls forward from the soul, because we're allowing our soul to lead, I am ready. And that's where you're sitting on the mountaintop and you expand your vision. The universe appears. And through there, everything within you says, I am open. It's a relaxation into the truth of who you are. And that is the ignition of the heart. It ignites your heart. The ascended heart stabilizes. You lift into the compassion of the fifth dimension. And that's how we heal the world. And so, Sri, I'm sorry. That was just so beautiful
you
were sharing.
Perfect.
I just had to jump in, you know, because it's just such a rich moment for that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes being in the role that we play of delivering information, sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself.
Yeah, that happens.
And yet, it's alive. Mm-hmm. The information that we are here to share carries truth. It carries a dynamic that is available for this moment, just as it was available on a prior moment.
Yeah.
Because all there is
breathe
the now and the soon to be now.
Ooh,
and as we are in the now, we are preparing for the soon to be now, because our energy emanates in all directions. And as our energy emanates, we are conditioning the space around us to become that which we are intending. Oh. We are conditioning the space around us to become that which we are intending. So if our attention is on what's missing or what's lacking or self-judgment, well, we're conditioning our future to have more of the same. So I invite you right now to join us in the no judgment zone, to be in the I am here presence, and to recognize that all is well. And we're moving forward from this place.
We are. And one of the things about this wall of protection energy, remember, we're talking about January 18th through the 25th. 25th is another, we are, you know, we've been talking about it in our e-cards. We were talking about it on yesterday's show. We are in an imminent ascension moment. Now, as we said that, Sri's giggling because if we could just turn the camera, you would see our entire row of lights literally just got closer as we were sharing that. And it looks like it's going to hold. But anyway, I love that. The synergy of let in more light,
energy's
right?
Energy is moving.
The light is closer. Remember that when we had that full moon lunar eclipse on the 10th, right? January 10th, and we had that extraordinary full moon lunar eclipse, we hit this apex moment very, very early in 2020. This was the opening of the veil. This was the moment that said, look, everyone, if you're breathing into this, if you're receiving this ignition, if you're feeling it in your heart, then it is available for you right now.
Yeah.
And there, this is a moment that now was one of the first kind of like ascension up level moments. And the next one is coming right up on us. It is January 25th. It is this coming Saturday. And that's going to be another up level in a year where we are up leveling. As a matter of fact, I'm going to throw up the energy flows while we share this, Sri. So in this year, we are up-leveling through the entire year of 2020, but we're doing it in a very fascinating way. We're doing it with this profound shift as anchored energy, January, February, September, July, August, and December. And so what's happening right now is that, you see that pink arrow there, guys, that I've been talking about? January to August is its own circle. In other words, imagine that if you took January and August and you brought them together like a linear timeline, that's what it's going to feel like. Now, imagine then that you have this circle, this unified circle of these 8 months, and that these 4 months underneath are like 4 points, right? The perfect balance. So September, October, November, and December, that energy is already supporting the lift. And this is why we're showing the hands, the helping hands that, and the hands that are coming from the center of the experience. Notice that the crown, the opening, is in direct alignment as that dragonfly is inviting all of humanity to gaze up. And you see how that's that visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Well, this week, right now, that we are in, the 18th through the 25th, is all about the celebration. But it's only as you appreciate humility. And that energy is what has, I'm going to use the word stabilized, this wall of protection presence. And we talked a lot about the wall of protection yesterday. I don't want to spend too much time on it today other than to say, go watch yesterday's show if you didn't. And where can they do that? I'm not even sure.
It's at onenesstalkradio.com.
You'll find it there. All right, there you go. And tfrlive.com.
And one of the things that I want to remind you is that this incredible month of January, the new year, we moved into that eclipse energy, which really gave us a launch. And that has brought us into this week. With the opportunity to have clarity, to recognize what's going on for you. Because with your clarity, then you can cultivate the humility and the celebration of the flow, which is what we're going to talk about more today. But this is essential for this week, that as we cultivate that humility and that celebration of the flow, we then are able to receive the up-leveling that's coming the 25th.
Well, and this is just one. You know, this is what's so profound about this year, guys, is that we are going to be having up-level experiences every single month. And in some months, there will be 2 to 3. January had 3. And so, you know, this is what is so profound, is that we stepped in on January 1. We were already in an up-level. And I do want to put a little caveat, a little asterisk here, Sri, because all of you that were with us last summer in June and July, all of you that joined us for the Lineage Holder program, remember when we time traveled together and we went to New Year's Eve right now, what just happened? That vision, go back to the vision that you called forward, go back to the timeline, go back and notice what is in front of you now, because visionary expansion, adaptation, transformation through timeline adaptation is 2020. It's the meat of 2020, and it's surrounded by profound shift and the awakened self-ascension process. So what does that mean? It means, and this is why the moment of celebration is so big, drum roll please.
Yes.
This year has all of the perfect balance, has all of the energies in the right place to support the greatest awakening ever in a single year. And I want you to breathe that in. I want you to really feel that we honestly have that everything is aligned, you know? And I know Sri and I are committed that more people, you know, this is our 18th year in the public realm. More people will find and discover the blessing of their yoga of self-ascension this year than in the 18 years before. I'm making that happen. That's it. We're declaring
that's
right now.
That's what we know to be true.
And we know that to be true because authenticity finally means something. Because this beautiful mix of beings on Mother Gaia right now, our beautiful, diverse, stunning group of ages and experiences, has finally said that at the end of the day, it is authenticity that will show us the way, mm-hmm. because authenticity is from within. Authenticity says, I am not afraid to be who I am. Authenticity says, I am here, I am ready, I am open, and I am guided. And that ignites the greater opening and this the compassion that lifts us into the fifth dimension. So that's why we're at a moment of celebration, because right now, this next up level, this next ascension, this imminent ascension energy up level is coming in with the Chinese zodiac year of the rat on mm-hmm. the 25th. And that also happens to be our formal anniversary date.
That is our
because we got married twice. That's one of the two.
And in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
our first wedding was the legal wedding.
It was beautiful. It was on the beach at Encinitas in the SRF. It was gorgeous. And at sunrise, my feet were freezing on the beach, but it was beautiful.
And then the second ceremony was with all of our spiritual friends anchoring it at another level.
It was our first temple of self-ascension.
Earth and heaven.
And we made our first self-ascension temple at our home when we were still living together in Colorado. Sri had just moved in. We had done the journey that we talk about in Sacred Union, the journey home. We had been living together like 3 months.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So back to
fun,
this.
Fun.
It's fun. It's great. This is a great year.
It is 2020.
In terms of talking about the energy of this time, I want to remind you of something. Kira said the phrase timeline adaptation.
Right.
Consider for a moment that in a world of infinite possibilities, mm-hmm. there is a fluidity to the timeline.
Yes,
That we jump timelines and that we also lose a piece of ourselves sometimes when we're jumping because of trauma.
Right.
When we've had a traumatic event and we can't fully process it, well, a part of our energy remains on that timeline at that event. So that's another story. That's more appropriate to talk to those of you that are helping others in the healing arts. However, here's the thing for everybody. When we are anchored in our love center, when we are in the ascended heart, and that we're not operating from the lower three chakras of polarity, of fear, of safety issues, and power over, and all those good things that we have evolved through over time. But when we are right up here in the heart or higher in our frequency, our timelines shift with ease.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And the only thing that keeps you the same old, is that brain of yours that says, I'm expecting it to look like it used to look. I'm expecting more trouble or more lack or more something. And trouble and lack and habit are all of lower frequency energy.
Well, and this is exactly what this week is also about. And this is why that wall of protection, we talked a lot about this yesterday, is that so right now we are in this moment of grand celebration that also carries the energy of humility. Now, we want to talk a lot about that today, because what does that mean? How do you have this huge celebration and humility together? Well, this is remember, our year is a perfect balance year, and we have these dancing dragonflies, mm-hmm. and it is about the ascended heart chakra. So lest us not forget that either. And so what happens is that in a strong moment, which this is, the energy of this moment is very strong. And as we talked about yesterday, all is receiving this boost. All is without exception. Yeah. To limit the all is to judge that which is co-creating and limit your own experience. You know, to say that, well, the all is allowed to do this except this or that or them or those is really just a revelation of a state of consciousness of spiritual activism. But when we lift up through that and we begin to recognize that the allness is expanding infinitely and that we can therefore expand within it. And so what does that mean? Well, this is how this wall of protection came up, this energy of the 18th through the 25th as we're diving into the year of the rat. Very excited about. What's happening is that our inner guidance system, our inner rocket ship is saying, celebrate. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Hey, you guide me.
Cheers.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. The physical form and the spiritual oversoul are at a unique moment that has never been before. And this is why Sri and I mean, we, trust me, guys, we never thought that the next part of our mission would be to physically embody the reverse aging process, to have to literally die and be reborn again, to literally have to go through this, to demonstrate that as long as you are remaining in fifth dimensional consciousness, the physical body will align as long as it serves the mission. So that's the moment of celebration at hand for the body to actually be able to hold a high enough frequency to sustain a level of consciousness that prior to the millennium would have put you into samadhi. You know, you'd call your gatherers around and say, okay, I've reached that moment. Now we are able to be here. And Sri and I are literally living and modeling that right here at Tosa Blue Mountain every day. And you can do this too. It's what we come together as community and call forward.
Yeah.
We really do.
And speaking of samadhi.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be talking more about that later in the summer where you can come and have that experience.
Yeah, please. Check out Cosmic Origins. We have one slot left for March, and I think we've got like maybe three left for September. So come fly with us.
Join us here in beautiful Ecuador.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just get excited about the whole timeline thing because...
Absolutely.
What it means to me is I delight in the freedom that is represented, that as we anchor in the ascended state, we are free to create without the encumbrances of fear-based motivators.
Yeah.
It's the fear-based motivators that are so subtly embedded in our subconscious mind that drive most of humanity. Yeah. And we've all had that experience, you know, a little preoccupation about money or how do I look or what do I weigh and all of that stuff. And so these... The numbers of these fear-based motivators you have actually pulls your energy into the causal plane of polarity, because fear is a polar energy.
Right.
Love is the energy of acceptance. Mm. Acceptance has no polarity. Acceptance says, ah, so, I am witnessing. And in that, then, comes the freedom to create a timeline, to create a present and a future that are aligned with your mission, with your vision of the expanding
love. Breathe that in. Really hear what he's saying. Breathe that in. Because imagine really feeling that.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
And so I'm not offering this as a goal as much as an affirmation that says, as we relax into the flow of our ascended self, only good will come forward. It is true.
It's only love can exist here. And the gift is that love and hate do not exist simultaneously, right? Just remember that. You're either in love or it's love and hate. And I don't want to make it seem so clear cut, but you know, the archangelic realm is the one who shared it that way with Sri and I. And because they also claim and share, and we have lived and witnessed, that trust and love are the same energy. So pull that one in.
Yes,
in order to really love. And this is what I do enjoy about the four steps of self-ascension, especially since we're talking about celebration with humility, which is really important to understand what's happening this week, right? So the four steps of the yoga of self-ascension, well, and they're in no particular order, which I love. Archangel Zadkiel is always such a jokester. You know, it's like, they're just in whatever order you want and you'll constantly cycle.
Do one, lead you to
the
next.
And is that true, right? But one of them is unconditional love,
yes.
Right? And unconditional love begins with you. It begins with you loving yourself. You know, remembering that you have done the best you can given the level of consciousness at the time. Because when we can hit that level with ourselves, it's like an elevator to the fifth dimension. It ignites the compassionate energy. And suddenly that extends into the forgive them, they know not what they do. And the broader vision and recognition and understanding that we can indeed make a difference when we are able to see the bigger picture and collectively not be afraid to know that. It's a big moment, Sri. It's a massive celebration.
And this moment is a flow.
Right, exactly.
It's only when we talk about it, it becomes a moment. You know,
and
this is that wonderful paradox.
You're flying with us in our great spaceship today. Isn't this great?
You know, is light a photon or a wave?
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah,
well,
definitely.
It's the same thing. It's both. As we talk about things, we concretize. We create memories and moments. And as we relax into the flow, we create expansion.
Yeah.
So enjoy them both.
I know I do. I definitely do. And you know, Sri, I'm looking. We have people calling in everywhere. Why don't we go over to the 800 number and start over there?
Okay, let's go over to BBS and say hi to Linda from California.
Namaste, Linda from California. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome to the show.
I have listened to you for so long.
Thank you. How can we serve you? How can we serve you, sweetheart?
I would love a mini reading.
Yeah. Wow. So I want to invite you first and foremost. I'm going to bring my hands right up to my heart center. And as I have my hands on my heart center, I'm also being directed to put my right hand up on my throat. And so I'm putting my right hand up on my throat chakra as well. And they're saying, close your eyes, relax into the gift of you. Release from your throat that which feels like it has stopped you. And open and cultivate that which within your heart which has been locked away. And then they're saying, breathe up through your nose, and on the exhale, release your hands. And in this minute, may you know that we are here. We have been with you always. We are the angels you see out of the side of your eye. We are the color that often calls to you. You smell us in the flowers, and you hear us in the wind. We are ever present, and we love you. And so it is.
I know.
Many blessings, dear.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And I'm a little dizzy. Thank you, sweetheart. We are just so grateful. Thank you for being here today. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Well, beautiful,
wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
I just, what a wonderful energy to come forward of such reassurance and such heart.
Yeah, no, truly, my heart is just like, wow. You know, there's just... I want to share with all of you too. I'm also feeling, and this is part of that celebration and humility, you know, mm-hmm. before we get too far away from that, because the week ahead, this celebration energy that we've been talking about, all of the dimensional portals that are open, all of the energies that are coming forward, these convergences, the escalation, the next imminent ascension up level in a year that's about up leveling is happening next Saturday, the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So in the energy of that celebration, which is also an action, right? Through celebration, you are actively saying, I celebrate that I remember, right?
It's a happy witness.
Right. It is. It's exactly. It's a celebration of the recognition, the dance, the oneness. And this celebration can be the tool of the ego to pull you back from it. In other words, when we say yes, when we celebrate, oftentimes there will be many conspiratory energies that have been hanging around you for a very long time that are going to go out of their way to pull you back. And don't be afraid to know that the very first one might be your physical body.
Yeah.
Notice how your physical body is taking care of you. Notice your relationship with your physical body during this time. Then notice the emotional body. Notice the habitual whatevers, because this is such a strong moment. And because density, remember, everything's getting amplified, guys. This is the allness. But because this is a week of strong energy, kind of like strongman energy, it's a week of really having to call in the strength of knowing your divine presence.
Yeah. And as we call in that strength, what we're really saying is I'm allowing it to be so rather than resisting or pretending to be less.
Yeah.
Because our divine strength, our empowerment is always present.
Mm-hmm.
we simply have chosen to turn the light down a little bit or to be distracted.
Yeah.
And so the job of true empowerment is one of simply trusting that which is so. Trusting your ascended self.
That's the wall of protection. Just give you a synopsis of yesterday's show.
And so as we simply say, in this moment, I trust myself. I tell myself the truth, and I'm willing to share that truth with others. There you go. The flow will be enhanced in an illuminated way.
And I want to jump in and say, when we invite you to say, and I share that truth with others, this is not about proselytizing anything. What we're saying is, I share that truth through others by living my authentic life. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to understand. I don't want that to be taken out
Thank
of context.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
Because that is what it's about. It's about, you know, living an authentic life. You know, Sri and I first published Sacred Union, The Journey Home, The Path of Authenticity in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
and that book has been in constant print because it has become a classic of the yoga of self-ascension. And what was in that book is just probably more relevant now than even the day that it was published. And that was one of the things Archangel Zadkiel always shared with us too, was that do not change my words, because those who are ready will find the keys. And I do want to share very quickly that along with finding the keys, after 25 years, I have finally acquiesced to the request of the Ascended Realms, and I'm very honored that starting February 3rd, we'll be sharing with you these are literal codes that I have discovered inside the Bhagavad Gita that are the keys to ascension.
Yeah.
And so I invite you to please come join me February 3rd when we begin. Go to sriandkira.com, and right there on the homepage, you can click through to see more and learn more. You can click on a video to hear more, but give it a shot. You might enjoy it.
Absolutely, because Kira truly is an expert at the Gita. And I say this with all the mustering strength of someone who, I have 2 master's degrees, I've studied, I know what it takes to be an expert in something, not everything. And Kira has read so many Gitas and outlined and studied them for more than 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah.
She's been studying this, and this education and discipline together with her divine inspiration creates an amazing opportunity. Truly don't miss it. It's an amazing opportunity.
Thank you, sweetheart. You know, I do want to say, though, because this started pre-Sri, right? You know,
P.S.
Sri and I are in our 18th year of marriage. And one of the things that this predated by about 5-6 years. So, yeah, right around 25 years. But I will say this, and this is what I want to share. It was only after you and I got together that the passages would start illuminating themselves in violet light. And I was literally like seeing beyond the passage into the passageway. And so anyway, I'm eager to share it with those of you that are ready to hear it. And so check it out, sriandkira.com.
Yeah.
And Sri, I know, we're going over. Okay, where are we going, babe? We are going to our other call board. Let's go to New York. Where is this? Right here? We're going to, it looks like maybe a lake in New York.
All right, let's click on.
All right, I'm feeling some water energy. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi, Sri. Hi, Kira. This is Stephanie. I called you a while ago. How are you doing?
Well, we are just delighted to speak with you, Angel. Welcome.
I called you a while ago, and I was like the one who just couldn't say too much about how much I love you guys and how much you've helped me. And I just wanted to, I didn't want to ask you, because maybe you've covered the material, but I was wondering if you could do a soul reading for me, or perhaps share how, you guys talk about so much, I want to, the humility is right up my alley, and I have it, but I think it kept me from stepping forward because I couldn't believe that I had gifts. And but I love that you're talking about this. And but my question is how I can fully release. I had a battle with cancer, and I survived it, and you two were very instrumental in that because I don't subscribe to psychological help. Like, I know the road, but you still need counsel, and you guys helped me so much with that. I can't even tell you.
Oh, Angel.
And I'm strong and I'm healthy.
Yes, you are.
But I want to let go of the I want to know what the meaning of it is, because I say, why not me? So obviously I called the experience forth, but it still was pretty traumatic, and I would like to rise more from... It's hard for me to explain, so anything you can offer me, I would love.
Well, first, Angel, I want you to just bring your hands to your heart right now. And with your hands on your heart, and as you're taking in a deep, conscious breath, I want you to feel me. I am right there with you, holding you.
And I have
I have my arms around you right now. And Sri is standing right here with his hand on my heart. And we are offering you... Yeah, I love the interaction of the animals. And so...
She's sitting right by me.
Yes, she is. Oh, very much so. I can very much feel it. And so here's the first thing. Sri and I are going to talk more about this humility. But what they're saying is that it is time for your eyes to be opened wider. That the humility that you have embodied was the energy of disempowerment in the body. And that true humility, which is actually what Sri and I are going to be talking about in a moment, so I really am grateful you were our caller right now, that true humility is the bowing before those that have gotten you to where you are as you continue to assist others to do the same.
Okay.
It is about not forgetting the journey. Yeah. Breathe. And they're saying that you are ready, and that when these remnants appear, they're going back to your heart again. They're saying then you love yourself more in that moment. You love yourself even more. And in that moment, you breathe in with your hands on your heart. And the only words you need to hear are, I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. And you are never alone. You have incredible support and guidance around you. It's about releasing the disempowered old shell. It's like the dragonfly coming up out of the cocoon, right? You're releasing the old shell. So everything that happened in there was amazing because it brought you to this moment. But now it's your time. Now the humility comes through the recognition of the responsibility and the blessing and the celebration of the mission at hand. Because you know who you are, celebration number one, and you're ready. And the world is finally ready for you. Thank you, Angel. Mm-hmm. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thanks for your help. And I just wanted to say I feel like sometimes that's why I manifested the illness, because maybe I had to get, like, cleansed out.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No, that is exactly it. Honey, that's exactly it. I'm out of time, but that was exactly
it. We'll talk more about that.
We will, but you're on it, and that was it.
Mm. Much love.
Thank you, honey. We love you too, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart. Wow. You know, I just want to share that. I'm really... Every week, the callers blow my mind. My mind, because they always are part of, you know, we are all one energy, right? One voice with unlimited expressions. That's where our power becomes invincible, guys.
And our caller brought up a couple of really important points.
Extremely.
That, you know, and one of them is humility is not being a victim.
Exactly. Humility is not, I'm not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's victim.
Yep. And you know, one of the things, we had the joy of having so many people here at the New Year celebration.
Amazing.
And each and every one of them received an Atlantean healing chamber with Kira
and I. A crystalline chamber.
And this is a crystalline Atlantean healing chamber. It uses a lot of tone and release work, vibration.
We literally play your soul's song. It's so beautiful.
It's really sweet. And without exception, everybody had a fabulous up-leveling, a fabulous experience. Yeah. And here's what I observed. The reason I'm sharing. I observed how many people are carrying this remnant energy of to be spiritual means I need to turn the other cheek even when it isn't warranted, or I need to just say yes to that which isn't serving me at the moment.
I need to be a victim.
And that's the victim-esque stuff.
Yep.
And so,
well, because I just want to complete the triangle, because if you're a victim, you're looking for both a rescuer and you're also looking for a persecutor, which means no teacher will ever be good enough. It will always be everybody else's fault.
And you want a savior.
You want somebody to save you. Yeah.
And so that victim triangle is prevalent in the density levels of consciousness.
Very.
We all played that game. Nobody was exempt from it.
You have to. That's how you get through density consciousness.
And what happens as we evolve, you move out of the victim triangle into more of a mentoring triangle. And that's another conversation. But here's the piece I wanted to share. That what I observed in our beautiful people that came is many of them were carrying this remnant energy. And the energy is truly a remnant. It's leftover software bits
right.
that are in the subconscious mind.
So
that,
true.
That periodically get triggered, and periodically they just sit there. And to clear them frees energy for joy,
yeah.
frees energy for creation, frees energy for now. And in that freedom for joy, for creation, and for now, we live an ascended life. We live a co-creative life. We live a life of true humility because we honor that which has brought us here.
Well, I love this, Sri, because what happened was, and it was fun to witness this in, you know, real time, right? We're just doing this in real time, guys, because we're all in this new phase. We had a lot of fun. We do a lot of dance nights and things like that. And it was that final night together after everyone had gone through that remnant, I call it hangover humility from usually other cosmic lifetimes or other lifetimes on this planet, where you're really in that, like, well, who am I? Or if I really do this or blah, blah, blah. Or you tell yourself you were like the worst person in the universe, whatever.
Or the best.
Whatever. but it's all ego-based. And what was so extraordinary, and something you and I never do, which is dance with the crowd, and we were dancing with the crowd, was that it was a moment where on that final night, all the egos had relaxed. Everyone had been living here, moving through things, saying yes to living in the fifth dimension, saying yes to only seeing the highest for each other, saying yes to themselves, letting them wear the clothes they wanted to wear, letting them wear the jewelry they wanted to wear, letting them say what they wanted to say and be received instead of being told you're crazy or you're this or you're that. And on that last night, after all that healing chamber and all the other, a lot of San Pedros and other things that happened, what I witnessed was the blessing of being able to witness every one of these beings interacting in the fifth dimension with each other. And the humility was an energy that carried with it respect, mm-hmm. admiration, an opportunity that says, of course, Shivoham Namaste, I am you as you are me. And it was without anything other than complete connection.
Yeah.
And that's the blessing. That little microscopic mini thesis or hypothesis tested proves that we can do this, that together we are better. And now those beings are going back and they're doing that. And we have lots of people that are bringing their groups. And if, you know, we're still room in the calendar in 2020. If you want to bring your group here, go to TosaBlueMountain.com and learn about what's going on here. And, together we are better.
Well,
together we are better, guys.
Together we are better is one of the, it feeds the humility or vice versa.
Right?
Humility is the energy that allows all to have their beingness. Humility is that energy that says you too have an opinion.
Well,
you too have value.
And it's also that moment where when you attain the mastery of the master, it's not about throwing away the master. It's about bowing before the one that got you there, or the two, or the 10, or the 20, you know, and it's not saying that that's a bow of that you're giving something away. It's a claiming energy. It's a release. Mm. You know, we earlier talked about the four steps of the yoga of self-ascension. Well, as I mentioned already, one of them was unconditional love. Well, another one is to release judgment.
Yes.
And when we release judgment, we bow before the co-creative nature that we ourselves have called forward so that we may become that master awakened again into the state of awareness. And as we mentioned earlier on the show, this year, 2020, everything has come together that this can do it. But it's going to be a strong energy because we're going to be going through rapid fire, up-level, imminent ascension upgrades, up-levels, energy expansions, sometimes at the rate of two or three a month, and every month has at least one. And our next one's coming up next Saturday, the 25th. It takes my breath away.
Well, it's very exciting.
It is exciting, but see, that's the celebration. Simultaneously, the celebration is also saying yes to the co-creative mind, especially the ego aspect, and comforting it when it tries to pull you away. Mm-hmm. Because remember, everybody's celebrating at every level. So it's not just a celebration of an awakening. There's also the celebration of the condensing. Yeah. That's the world we live in, my angels. That's this go around in that experience.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me that we are all here because our world, our world is so tender, and yet we take it for granted.
The
balance, the ecosystems, the human ecosystem, the emotional systems, and every level of existence, there's always a balancing going on.
There is,
and there's always a respiration. There's times of expansion and some times of rest or even contraction, and so it's important to recognize that the flow is healing.
Yes.
The flow takes
care
of itself.
That's 2020, right? The year of divine healing. That is one of the gifts. And it's an experience year, the first of an experience decade, and January is an experience month. And this is why it has been so intense, so fast. We've had three up levels that are happening. It's profound.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the good news. If you are celebrating and you carry that humility, the humility that just says, thank you for getting me here. The one that says, I love my life. I love my breath. I love the fact that I am here. That's the wall of protection. It's built through one moment of gratitude at a time. That's what true humility is it not? It's that gratitude. And so when we have unconditional love, when we release judgment, then another step of the yoga self-ascension is sacred union. And that sacred union begins first with loving ourselves enough to accept the sacred union, the oneness of this temple that opens the gateway to the sacred union with another temple. I mean, it's just such a profound moment. That's the gratitude. That's the humility. It's that, I like to describe it as a helmet, right? You know, it's that helmet that just says, may you remember who you are, the blessing that you arrived, and the gift of awakened presence. And when you can step into your awakened presence with that humility, that's the humility that then says, let's open up the entire universe.
Yes.
That's what's going on here, guys, which brings us back to celebrate dance party time. It's a moment. It's a moment.
Absolutely.
It's an awesome moment, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of moments, why don't we say hi to folks here?
Let's do that.
Let's head over to the BBS call board.
All right, over at the 800 number.
Yeah, we'll say hi to Candy from Oregon.
Namaste, Candy from Oregon. Welcome.
Do we have you?
Hello?
There you are.
Hi. Hi, sweetheart.
Dear.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. Hello. Namaste.
Namaste. What a gift to have you with us.
It is a gift. I've tried so many times. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. And we're so grateful you were able to get through today. How can we serve you, my love?
I would just like a mini soul reading.
Well, take in a breath. It's just so cute. As I'm connecting with you, it's really cute. There's like this little dancing, like the cutest little girl with like these little patent leather shoes, and she's just like dancing around, just like happy, happy, happy. And she is so happy. And I'm seeing like little flowers and like not maybe like a not quite a lake, but anyway, she's just dancing. And what's interesting is she dances between your third and fourth chakra. And they're saying, and it's funny, I'm watching these two beautiful ascended beings, and they're like touching the back of your crown chakra, and then they're like rubbing your head as they're sharing this. And they're saying, in this moment, remember her. call out to her and dance with her with only love. And as you do, we are here assisting only light to restore that which ever hurt. It is now time to stand with grace and presence to claim the truth within and to begin dancing again. And so it is, my love. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Namaste, dear.
Namaste. Thank you, my love. Many blessings. Whew. Wow. I want to breathe. Because what's interesting is that oftentimes, I enjoy often when they show dancing as part of the energy. Because dancing has freedom connected with it. Remember, this is the year of the dancing dragonflies, guys. What is dancing? Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to express joy, right? Energy, vitality. If you are up and dancing, you have the energy, the breath, the vitality. And so it really is always such a profound blessing when dancing shows up. And so I just wanted to bring that up because it is part of 2020, is that the dancing butterflies. And boy, are they digging in.
Well, dancing celebration and flow. There is movement.
Mm-hmm.
And to be healthy, we must move.
Well, and that's one of the things about the 18th to 25th as well, is that from January 1 until really Thursday, the 16th, it was kind of like we were on warm-up. It's like, okay, get ready. 2020's here. Okay, we're ready. We're in 2020. We're warming up. You know, we're warming up. We're ready. Well, this one little week, the 18th to the 25th, is like the, okay, you better make sure you've got your water. You know, if you're going to be dancing all night, what are you going to need? You better have it all ready. Are your comfy shoes on? You know, that's this week. Because starting the 25th, guys, it is literally a bullet. And Shri, I just want to go back to that energy flows, because we started talking about that earlier. Nope, is that the wrong one? That's the wrong one. Hey, that's the etheric temple here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Not a bad one to show, though. There we are. Okay, so that pink arrow, January 25th, and that is going to jettison us. We are going to just be full on go in this marathon through August.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a nice slow ramp down September, October, November, but December is going to offer more profound shift. It's a massive year ahead.
Yeah, truly, truly. You know, one of the things that's still kind of floating around in my brain is our caller who talked about cancer.
Yes.
And I just want to offer a word or two, because afflictions in the physical body always have a spiritual component.
100% of the time.
And you know, there are many, to say there is one reason why something happens would be to do you a disservice.
Yeah, so don't just trust what you read in one book. That's just one aspect of what it could be. But your spiritual manifestation as a physical ailment is as unique as you are.
But the one thing I will say that is pretty universal is when we have an affliction,
mm-hmm.
we are in the gymnasium of empowerment.
I love that.
And we are cultivating our our spiritual muscles. You know, the common cold teaches us to take a little time out and love ourselves and to find our voice again. Okay, that's the common cold. We get to practice that almost every year, some people anyway. And but a more serious affliction is like, okay, I'm lifting weights, put on the heavy weight. I want to feel the power of my healing capacity to move through this.
Exactly.
I want to get reacquainted with that empowerment again.
And, you know, I want you guys to pay attention, because this is the man that the doctors told me twice was dead. And he is here right now doing really, like blowing all the doctors away, because Shri doesn't just talk about this stuff. He lives it. It's the only reason he's alive today. And really, you are the most brilliant medical intuitive on the planet. He is a master Avesa quantum intuitive healer. And I just want to bow before you and offer my gratitude. You know, that's humility, guys, is saying when you know you are in the presence of that, to offer that appreciation. That's how we celebrate each other. This celebration is happening at every level, and with every moment, we are building our wall of protection together.
Yeah.
And we only attract into our lives that which we're ready to master.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't call something in that was going to defeat you. You called something in because you're cultivating a mastery.
Yeah.
And when we begin to look at these, quote, symptoms as simply energetic stimulations to move beyond.
Right.
Then we take on a whole new attitude toward illness. And there's a lot to be learned, you know, when what area of the body did the congestion or the tumor happen in. Seek some guidance from one of the grads of the Medical Intuitive Program, because they can help you unlock the rest of the gifts.
Or become an intuitive yourself. Just write us.
The gift of empowerment is universal.
Exactly.
However, the full understanding of why was it my throat? Mm-hmm. Why was it my gut? Why did it happen here? Mm-hmm. There's nuances that are very personal. And sometimes there are karmic implications that are carryovers from other times. So we are rather complex, aren't we? We're rather wondrous.
And that's the celebration. And I want to go back to that because I think it's so important to be there.
Well, it gives me, you know, one more celebration affirmation is to be able to breathe and be and say, I am wondrously created.
Yes, you are. And creating and creation. I mean, this is the gift, is that let us not forget that in the allness, try to let go of that with the mind of form, because the mind of form wants limitation. The mind of form loves limitation. It makes it feel comfortable. It says, okay, I won't be scared if I'm inside this limited experience. But when we can say yes to ourselves and lift up, then we're able to see that much broader view. And it really brings us into this extraordinary experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, lifting up and the broader view make everything in the journey worthwhile.
You see it. You see the illusion for what it is, and you're able to also call into yourself the joy, the celebration of it existing at all. You know, I know it's a really old little saying, you know, what we resist persists. Well, it's really true. And when a planetary thought body that is filled with fear moving into terror, yesterday's show, please go watch it. Just remember one thing that we said yesterday, Sri. When people, I just want to share this with you. When people are afraid, they will give away their power. And I think we're all seeing that happening. Well, in the densified realms right now, they're not satisfied with your power anymore. So the planetary thought body is really being pulled to go from fear to terror. And when people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see a lot of people giving away their soul and feeling good about it, feeling justified in it. And that's all part of allness. See, that's the key, is to lift up and say, okay, thank you. Thank you for playing your role so well that in this round of the creative illusion, I get to play this role. You could have very well been that role more than once. So it's about just simply appreciating that which you are. Now, this also does not mean that we're not just hanging out doing nothing.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that people can get away with anything, that there are no ramifications. None of that. That's not what we're saying at all. What we're inviting you to consider is that when you are able to carry a broader view, an expanded vision, trust of your own inner compass, call it mother's intuition, call it whatever you want. But when you can trust that, that's when real love comes forward, right? Trust and love from the archangelic realm, their words, not ours. Trust and love are the same energy. And so when we can trust our divine nature enough, then we are loving this beautiful protoplasmic jumpsuit in union with that which is illuminating it. And through that sacred union, we flourish. We wake up. We become aware. Because remember, my angels, it doesn't begin until we wake up to our awareness.
Yes.
And that's the gift. We have an opportunity this year for more beautiful beings to wake up than ever before. And I'm so excited.
It's a wonderful time.
It's an awesome time.
Time flies. We must say goodbye to you for now. And so take a deep breath. Bring your hand to your heart and know that all is really, honestly, truly well. Namaste.
We love you.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your